Hello and welcome in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. I am Davey Hudson alongside former Titan Denard Walker, and we appreciate you joining us here today as we get set to talk about a couple of things, really. I know we mentioned that we'd go a little bit more in-depth to Coach Mike Vrabel winning the NFL Coach of the Year, and also some conversation around a potential new stadium for the Tennessee Titans. Denard and I will break that down for you, but before we get into all of that, I want to ask, do you believe? And Believe in Titans is presented by BetOnline. And hey, football might be over for the season, but basketball is in full steam for both professional and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. I know right now my Tennessee Volunteers, Denard, got a tough stretch coming up down the way. They face off against a top three Auburn Tigers team here Saturday. They did beat a top five team in Kentucky last week. Been able to make a little bit of coin off of them so far this season. But hey, you can do that as well if you go to Bet Online. And right now we're almost gearing up for time for the draft to get here. So if you think, hey, I know who's going to be the first overall pick, you can go to Bet Online and do that. But head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. And Denard, as I welcome you in, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing awesome, Debo. I'm doing great. How are you doing today, my man?
You know, the middle of February, no complaints. You know, I am ready for it to warm up. I'm not complaining about it being cold. I'm just saying I prefer the warmer weather, ready to get out there on the water. But, I mean, once it starts getting a little bit warmer, that means football gets even closer. And even though we've only been away from the game for about a week, and then we got the USFL, but I'm already ready. I'm already ready for the NFL preseason to get here. But I know I got some time before then. But, D, the big news that I kind of wanted to lead off with is the fact that Titans fans might be getting a new stadium. Now, this won't be something that happens right away, but there has been some talks. It's a little old as far as getting the scoop here, but we've known that Nissan Stadium has needed some renovations, and after conversations and price estimates were taken into account, with the way inflation is working, the cost initially was supposed to be around $600,000 for the upgrades, but now it's looking at that number's over $1 billion. So you get to a certain point to where it's just the smart thing to do would be to take a step back and view all your options. And one of the options that getting a lot of talk is the idea of just building a new stadium. And they wouldn't have to build it too far from where the current stadium is. But, I mean, Denard, you're a guy that you were one of the first players to ever play in the current stadium Nashville.
Yes. Yeah, I made history.
So what's your thoughts whenever you look back and you're thinking, all right, maybe it is time for the Titans to get a new stadium?
Yeah, D, I'm glad. Man, I was thinking about that the other day when I was reading about the new stadium plans. And, you know, I actually toured the stadium when it was first built, and it was around, it was in July of 1999 when they finished construction. And I think we actually had a preseason game. We played Atlanta there for the first game. And that was awesome. And so, of course, it's very sentimental to me because, you know, that's where my NFL career started. But again, Change is inevitable in this business, D. And I think it would be great to just go ahead. If you're not going to do like Chicago or Green Bay, where you're going to pay the money to do the renovations, just go ahead and build a new stadium and go forward. Because you're talking about the mayor, and I was reading where Mayor John Cooper, he just think it would be cost efficient just to go ahead and just build a new stadium, not far from where Nissan Stadium actually is. So again, I think this would be a win for the Titans. But D, let me say this, as sentimental that stadium is to me, think about this, D. is if you build a new stadium, think about what we just witnessed a few weeks ago, the Rams winning the Super Bowl. What did you see in that beautiful stadium?
Well, it allowed for them to have the Super Bowl there. That was a starter.
Exactly. A starter, but you see a new stadium, amenities, everything. That's one of the things they keep talking about in the old stadium is everything is, it's like ancient, you know, and they need an upgrade. So all of that is going to, it's going to cost. So if you look at it, think about this, D. Since 2000, I was reading this article and it says 16 teams have opened new stadiums. You look at Arizona, you look at Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Dallas Cowboys, that eight, that, that's not even a stadium. I don't even know what to call it. That's just another city out in Arlington.
Jerry's World.
You think, yeah, Jerry's World. You think about Denver, you know, in Power Field at Mile High. I actually was there to christen that stadium in 2001. Think about the Colts, Lucas Oil. You think about the Raiders in that beautiful Alliance Stadium down in Vegas. So again, wouldn't it make sense just to go ahead and build a new stadium, considering the fact that when teams or the NFL is looking for Super Bowl sites, they're typically looking at stadiums that are brand new. Think about it, Debo. If you look at the past, what was it, the last five Super Bowls, look at where they've been played. Minnesota, Atlanta, of course, Miami Gardens, Florida, Tampa, and Inglewood. Four of those five stadiums, they have something in common. They're brand new. So wouldn't it make sense to, hey, not only build a new stadium, maybe the Super Bowl comes to Nashville in the future.
Well, Denard, there's more than just getting the Super Bowl. I mean, whenever you look at it, if the Titans were to build a new stadium, I am under the impression that they would go for a dome or at least a retractable roof.
Yeah.
And by doing that, you mentioned Indianapolis, and whenever I think of Indianapolis, I'm like, well, they had the national championship game there this year. I've seen them have the Final Four being hosted at that venue. And so it just positioned yourself for a lot of other opportunities outside of just the NFL. And again, it's not my money, so it's I definitely don't have a problem spending
you're
it.
You're not both.
Yeah, but it would create so many more opportunities for the city of Nashville. I mean, also wintertime concerts, as far as I know. I mean, it's a music-based city that gets a lot of talent in there anyway, This would open up the door for even more opportunities. As it relates to what the current issues are, one source told Axios, you know, whenever you really look at it, there's a lot that needs to be done. And with the current plan, as I pull this up, the stadium's structural frame was built with concrete and needs to be largely replaced with steel. The mechanical, plumbing, and electrical systems need to be completely replaced. The window system throughout the building is so antiquated that it's not even manufactured anymore. So there's just so many big time things that need worked on that, they're having to take that step back and reevaluate whether or not just a brand new stadium is the more cost efficient route here. And I would love to see it. And there's some spots there. They want to make the eastern part of the riverfront over in Nashville more lucrative, more attractive. And I mean, that would definitely help in that regard. So that's kind of where they're starting out, and we'll see what happens. But it's been some good years at Nissan Stadium, but it'll be interesting to see how many more years we get there if they do decide to go with the new stadium route. The cost, obviously, going to be a lot. I know that Vegas, they finished their stadium in, it first opened back in 2020, and that cost about $2 billion at that time. But again, ever since COVID has really hit, and just inflation as of late going through the roof, I'm sure that the number for Amy Adams Strunk would be even higher. And she initially said that building a new stadium was not something she was looking at, but again, things change, so we'll see what happens.
And speaking of Vegas, that's going to be the future site of the 2024 Super Bowl. So, I mean, it was in Paradise, Nevada. So, again, I'm not just looking at it in Super Bowl terms, but again, you think about the revenue that game brings to not only to your city, but to your state. So, I think it would be a huge asset just to go ahead and go forward and build. Because if you think about renovations, I mean, that's what people are doing now. If you think about Atlanta, I mean, look at that Mercedes-Benz Dome. Arthur Blank has built. I mean, that thing looks like it's indescribable what stadiums are looking like now. So again, I mean, this is the 21st century. So again, you know, you have to leave the past behind.
Yeah, well, and it's also something too where it's not Nissan Stadium has been around since the founding of the NFL, and so there's that prestige there. I know, like with a lot of college stadiums, you look at like, oh, I know Neyland Stadium's been around for over 100 years. Right. So that it's like, well, we don't want to change anything there. But, I mean, we're talking about a stadium that opened in during both of our lifetimes. So it's not like there's that much of a sentimental value compared to
Lambeau Field. Yeah, it's not like Tiger Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like Tiger Stadium. I feel you.
But kind of transitioning off of that, and we'll keep you updated as more comes there. But I did want to take a moment to talk about one of our newer sponsors, NordVPN. What's more important than peace of mind, you might ask? Nothing. And that's what NordVPN is here for, to give you peace of mind while you are online. And with all of the threats that you face today on the internet, it is now more important than ever to be sure that you have the best VPN you can get. NordVPN is the world's best VPN service, offering the fastest connectivity, most servers, and next-gen encryption to make sure that everything you do online stays secure. Plus, you can use NordVPN on all your computers and devices, no matter the operating system. With NordVPN's unlimited bandwidth, you never have to worry about a slow connection either, and plans start at under $4 per month. So grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/believe or use the code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to get up to 70% off your NordVPN plan plus one additional month for free. It's also risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN, tell them we sent you. And Denard, moving along, we didn't talk too much about this. We spent a lot of time recapping the Super Bowl. But during the lead-up to the Super Bowl, the NFL had their annual banquet, at which point they had the award show. And one award that I told you could go ahead and just put the bankroll on it.
You did.
Coach Vrabel was going to be named the NFL AP Coach of the Year. And I mean, we've talked about it before going into it, that he is deserving of the award. I know a lot of people are upset that it didn't go to Zach Taylor, but here's what I'll say. If Zach Taylor lost his MVP, I guarantee he's not getting the number one seed.
Exactly. But
the Titans managed to do just that, and so Mike Vrabel's taking it home. I mean, obviously, the NFL is the pinnacle of coaching, so to win an award like this, especially for a guy that's as young as Vrabel, he's only been in the game for less than 5 years as a head coach, so now he comes away with that, all the adversity, and we talked about him and general manager John Robinson both receiving extensions. I mean, what do you think this means for the future of Mike Vrabel and his time here in Tennessee, just to show what he was able to do last year and be rewarded as the coach of the year?
Well, it shows that this organization, that they're committed to, number one, the GM, John Robinson, and Coach Mike Vrabel. This is a beautiful relationship that we're seeing blossoming here in Nashville. Let me tell you something, D. When I know you just said he's been in this coaching ranks not long, I mean, in the NFL, but when you look at Mike Vrabel, you have to understand that he's 46 years old, and he spent 14 years in the National Football League, being tutelaged by some of the best minds. Two great coaches, two Hall of Fame coaches, one in the great Bill Cowher in his years in Pittsburgh from 1997 to 2000. Then he goes to New England, where he really revitalizes his career. He didn't even start in any games between those 4 years at Pittsburgh. And he goes and plays for what many people consider the great in Bill Belichick. And we know the career that he had there. I mean, look at his resume, 2007 first team All Pro, 3-time Super Bowl champ. And this year, look at that, 2021 AP Coach of the Year. And Mrs. Adam Strunk, I mean, what she was looking at was the future. Because when I looked at Mike Vrabel, you know I'm a big fan of his, Debo. But first of all, he made history because he was the first coach in Titans history to win this Covenant Award. And what is so amazing, D, you know how much admiration I have for Jeff Fisher. You know how much I respect him and I love him. But D, I went through, and I was going through Coach Vrabel's resume, and I was going through Coach Fisher's resume, and I looked at Coach Fisher, and you know Coach Fisher is, when you think of the coaches in Tennessee, let's take Coach Vrabel out for a second. You think of one name, and that's Jeff Fisher. He was in Nashville for 16 seasons. But look at this, D. Let's go back. In 1995, Coach Fisher, actually, this was his second year, because in 1994, he was an interim head coach replacing Jack Pardee, who had got fired in the middle of the season. We're not going to talk about that fight Buddy Ron had. Kevin Steele. But in 1995, Jeff Fisher took over full-time as the head coach. You know what he ended up finishing that year, Debo?
95? I actually don't.
Yeah, you weren't even born. I'm sorry.
I was one.
You was one?
Yeah.
God, man, you make me feel old, man. You know what? You was one. I was six. So in 1995, he finished 7-9 with no playoff appearance. In 1996, when he was 2 years old, he was 8-8. In my first year in 1997, Coach Fisher was 8-8 with no playoffs. And in 1998, that team I played on in Nashville, we finished 8-8 with no playoffs. In a four-year span, Coach Fisher finished his first 4 years 31-33 with no playoffs. Then I flipped it over and I said, let me look at Coach Vrabel. And when I look, Debo, look at this. In 2018, he finished 9-7. In 2019, he finished 9-7. 2020, we know what he did in 2020 when he went 11-5. And of course, in 2021, 12-5, a 41-24 regular season record, 3 playoff appearances, 2-3 in the playoff record, back-to-back AFC South titles. That hasn't been done since the inception of the program in 1960 and 1961. He has the highest winning percentage of all Titans coaches. And he's only going into what, his fifth year in 2022 as the head coach. Davey, look at this. This man's resume speaks for itself. He is on course. Him and John Robinson, they're doing some special things in Nashville. I know that Super Bowl has eluded this organization, but D, I promise you, there's two individuals, John Robinson and Mike Vrabel. They're going to get this Super Bowl. We just got to be a little patient. But again, he's on track. When you look at his body of work. So I'm just excited about the hire that he got, that this organization, they committed to both the GM and the head coach. I mean, again, the future is bright for Titans organization. And then look at the guys you have coming back next year. But Davey, I want to say this last thing. It's just not, I don't want to just talk about records, but look at some of the notable coaches that have had a chance to come through Nashville and get head coaching jobs. You talk about Matt LaFleur. And that's who actually finished second. You know what was amazing, D, is that out of all of the votes, there was a panel of 50 votes. And Coach Vrabel, 36 of the 50 voted for Coach Vrabel. You know who was a distant second?
It was Matt LaFleur.
Matt LaFleur, his old offensive coordinator. So, again, I mean, what a great job. And you talk about Arthur Smith. So, again, the man is not just – he's not just winning football games, but he's producing great coaches that are going on and getting head coaching jobs in the National Football League.
Yeah, D, I want to be clear. Like, we're not just sitting here coach worshiping because it's like, oh, this is Titans podcast. We're just going to, like, be a mouthpiece for the organization. But it does go to show where, I mean, if you followed this organization for a long time and you know that they're during the early and mid-2010s, this organization took a real dump, and
Mike Malarkey, Ken Whisenhunt.
It was a dive. Woo. It was a straight dive. And so, what John Robinson and Mike Vrabel have been able to do, as far as having this team steady, not having a losing record during their time here, it really does go to show that they're here to compete and they know what they're doing. Because I mean, in the NFL, you got 32 teams, 16 games a week. I mean, somebody's walking out a loser. So the fact that you can stay above 500 goes to show something. And I know we want more out of this organization versus just, oh, we just want to win the division and then maybe get a playoff game here or there. I mean, we want to finally get over that hump and win a coveted Super Bowl. And I feel like if you do look across the rest of the NFL from a coaching standpoint, I think you're in a good position to eventually do that. Now, there are some player personnel issues they need to get straightened out that they're going to have to work on to ultimately get there. And I'll sit here and say it whenever Coach Vrabel was initially hired, I was a little reluctant. I thought they should have gone with a guy like Matt LaFleur, go for the offensive route, but then they brought in Matt LaFleur as the offensive coordinator anyway. And I'll be honest, D, I was just really stuck in the mindset of go out and get somebody from the Sean McVay tree, because obviously it's working out pretty well so far.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Matt LaFleur, we'll see what happens. I think you really will be able to start to judge him as a head coach once he loses Aaron Rodgers, and you'll see what happens there. But I mean, it goes to show you that even a guy that's strong-nosed, defensive-minded like Mike Vrabel can still come in and do a great job. And other players at other teams really do see that this guy cares about his players. I mean, Darius Leonard was commenting on how he's always one of the first ones out there when one of his guys gets injured. And he understands the players because he's been there. He's been in their shoes
14
before.
Years.
And so it goes to show you that whenever you have a coach like that, if the money's right in free agency, that really does help as far as trying to get those players to come into Nashville and play for an organization like the Titans. So
I love what you just said. What you just said is so true, because when he was coaching the Pro Bowl game, they had, what they did was they interviewed a lot of players from different teams. They had a chance to, really spend some time with Coach Vrabel and to be coached by him. And a majority of the players at the Pro Bowl said they love to play. At some point, they love to play for Coach Vrabel because they can relate to him, David, because he's young. He's only 46 years old. I know it seems like he's been in the game forever, but that makes a world of difference. That's why they're going out now. You look at teams are getting younger as far as head coaches, because they want to bring in coaches that can relate to players. And what better way than to play for a coach that's played this game? He understands it. He understands how to get to the Super Bowl. He played in three of them. So again, I agree with you, Dave. His name and his record, his resume, it speaks for itself.
It does. And my last point on this is, I know that the cap situation always going to be a thing that you're having to get around. And right now we can dive more into that as we look at some of the cap casualties next week and later on as we gear up for free agency, because the franchise tag window has now officially opened for the NFL, to where that can happen for guys. And I don't expect the Titans to use a franchise tag on anyone this year. I'm just going ahead and saying that, but we can talk about some potential candidates later on. But you might not be able to be a team that's like, all right, we're just going to rack up on all these free agents, just spend a ton of money because of where your cap is currently allotted. But it might help you with a guy that is a veteran in the NFL, wants to go and have a place to possibly end his career, and might take a little bit of a pay cut to go for a contender. And the Titans might be on that list for a couple of guys eventually, and having a coach like Vrabel is only going to help in that regard. But D, I wanted to, before we transition into our final topic, talk real quickly about another new sponsor that we have coming on here with the Belief Podcast Network, and that is Athletic Greens. All right, so you might be wondering, well, what is Athletic Greens? Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, and probiotics to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients support gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. So reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's BLEAV. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health. D, the latest news coming out of Nashville is that the Titans have agreed to terms with wide receiver Josh Malone. Now, if that name sounds familiar, you might recognize him from his time as a Tennessee Volunteer. Malone was a fourth-round pick from the Bengals in 2017. And he played for the Bengals in 2017 and 2018 before spending time with the Jets, Broncos, and Packers. Malone most recently was on the Packers practice squad, but this guy, 6'3", 205 pounds. He's not the quickest guy out there, but he is a very smart receiver, somebody that John Robinson really likes to understand the route tree, and he definitely has that down. But the bigger thing here is that Josh Malone is a native of Gallatin. He went to high school at Station Camp High School. So a local kid
Gallatin
getting to come back and play for his hometown team. He also earned Tennessee Mr. Football honors while at Station Camp. So just, you know, D, that's a position that the team needs to start really trying to work on. It remains to be seen what's going to happen with Julio. If I'm being honest, I don't expect Josh to be on the active roster come day one, but definitely will have a chance to earn his way there. And we know, I mean, this team has a lot of issues at the wide receiver unit. And so we'll see what happens.
It's about the youth.
Dia, I wanted to ask you this question because whenever, I think we've talked about it before, but as a guy who played.
About Aaron Rodgers.
No. It's not about Aaron Rodgers. It's just about the wide receiver position. And I know in the past you've kind of said that some of these vets are the hardest to prepare for just because they kind of know what you're going to do beforehand. What is it like that makes it the most difficult thing for a defensive back to prepare for whenever you're playing wide receiver? Like, what was the one trait you didn't want to see in a guy you were going up against?
You know what, D? First of all, like, 32 teams, you think about it, you have two receivers on each team, or three, how many, that's what, 64 guys, if my math serves me correctly, that you have to prepare for. And each one brings like a unique ability. Like, they all can do something different. Like, they have their own strength and they have weaknesses. I've always struggled with veterans. There's two in particular that I'm going to talk about. Was the great Henry Ellard, who's now a coach here in Haskell. He's a head coach in San Antonio. He's considered by many as the greatest route runner to ever play the game. And he coached those guys, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt, when they were in St. Louis. And Tim Brown. Now, Davey, Tim Brown is my hometown. He's from my hometown. He's from my Dallas, Texas, Woodrow Wilson High School. And I played against Tim when he was probably in his, probably like year 15. And Davey, Tim Brown probably ran a 40-yard dash in 4.8. I think you can get Tim Brown. And you know I'm stretching.
I'm going to say no.
I'm giving you some props, so you better take it, because usually I don't give you no props at all. But let me tell you, when I got on the field, Davey, No matter what I did, I couldn't stop him. Like, he had my number. And what veterans do, Davey, they know how to set you up. Like, they know how to, like, make you play their game. And you will hear commentators all the time talk about leverage. And they're talking about guys know how to use their leverage. It's not about speed. You know, everybody thinks, well, he runs a 4.2 40. He runs a 4.3 40. Wow. It's not all about speed. We saw that with Jalen Waddle against Tennessee. You can't outrun guys, you know, on a field the whole game. You can't just run go routes. You have to know how to run routes. And Henry and Tim both, Davey, they were amazing because it was how they used their bodies. Like, if I had outside leverage, somehow they knew how to get me to jump inside. And then they get outside of me, and then I'm looking around and they're like 5 yards away creating separation. But then on the other hand, I could go against a guy like Randy Moss his rookie year when he was tearing up the league, you know, just went through the league like it was nothing. He was just terrorizing every cornerback. And I played him and I had my best game. You know why? Because I knew what his strength was. And my thing for Randy back then was, I'm going to make you beat me doing something else. Like, I'm not going to let you get on top of me. And he just kept throwing it. Randall Cunningham just kept throwing the ball. And it made me look like a hero. But heck, half of the time I was 15 to 20 yards downfield because I wasn't going to let him beat me. Veterans, you see that in Cooper Kupp. It's not like he runs a 4.3. He's not like the fastest guy on the field. But Davey, he knows how to use his leverage. And quarterbacks, they know what they know about timing. They I've always talked about continuity breeds chemistry. Like, that's the key, is when you know each other. We saw that in the Super Bowl. It's like Matthew Stafford knew where Cooper Kupp was going to be before Cooper Kupp came out of the break. You knew where the ball was going. That's what happens when you play together. And Cooper, he knows how to out leverage a guy. It's not about speed. That's what these young receivers, they don't understand. They come in, they prepare for these 40 yard dashes, and they think, God, if I just get a 4.3, yeah, that'll get you in the door. But we've seen time and time again where these young players come in and they're just fast, but they don't know how to run routes. And that's what you learn in the NFL. It's about running routes. Michael Irvin said it best. I don't want a guy who's 4.3. In the first quarter. Give me a guy who can create separation when there's 2 minutes left in the game. And what a great example when we watched, when we got a chance to see Cooper Kupp play. That's what it's about. It's just the art of route running.
D, I ask you that question because, one, I want to start getting into some position of needs for the Titans. And next week, as we talk about a couple of things, including the possible cap casualties, I want to start kind of looking at the wide receivers that one could be hitting free agency, ones that are expected to go early in the draft. And I want us to pick out a couple of guys that we think that might be good fits for the Titans. And so It's a position that it's a diva position, but it's one that everyone always loves to watch. And so I think that's a good way to kick it off as we kind of start diving into that prep for what the Titans are going to be doing for their roster next year, because we know that they need help at the wide receiver position. I know we got AJ Brown, but we've not been able to rely on Julio to stay healthy. We don't know exactly what's going to happen as far as having a really good slot wide receiver. Nick Westbrook-Ikhine has been solid, but we know he's not a guy that you need to heavily rely on. He's a guy that can step up and fill in a role here or there, but the Titans definitely have to upgrade there. And so I think it's a good spot for us to start talking about as we move forward and before we start preparing for the 2022 NFL season. But D, we are out of time today, but as always, my friend, I appreciate you joining me. Appreciate you all listening, but that is going to do it for us today. For Denard Walker, I am Davey Hudson. You have been listening to Believe in Titans, presented by Bet Online on the Believe Podcast Network. And as always, tighten up.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Believe in Titans on the Believe Podcast Network. If you enjoy the show, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes. We are available on all your favorite directories, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, Luminary, and TuneIn. And you can follow along to keep up with all the latest Titans information on Twitter at Believe Titans. That's BLEAVTITANS. And hey, if you're interested in advertising on the show, please contact Believe at Believe.com.